Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome.
What a baby.
I am Tone Diggs. Not a baby Tone. That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He is a bearded wonder. He is the floating head on the wall of gambling genius. How you doing, Pa?
All is well, my friend. All is well.
In the back running the cameras, Bruce Bra.
What's going on, dude?
What's going on, dude?
You know, just kind of feeling out this whole board situation we got going on, honestly.
Hit me.
Bruce loves that shot.
That a baby, Bruce. Today we are back and better than ever. Yeah, thanks. The internet was dropping yesterday. Today, much better show for you. We have the NFL. We're going to go through the entire slate and what we're looking for from each game there. We will have baseball picks from Gumpy. We will have Champions League picks as well from Gumpy. How's Champions League going today?
Both double chance teams are doing well. Tottenham's tied at the half. Barca's down. Atletico's down, but a lot of footy left. I think Tottenham should squeak it out here in the second half.
I love that from you. Hey, I fucking love that from you. You look incredible.
Well, can't have back-to-back losses.
You look incredible, by the way.
Thank you, Tony.
Before we get started with the NFL, I did want to do college football real quick. Because
I found a number he likes. I can tell this is a let me get ahead of this one.
Well, it's already moved. So yesterday, I was already looking at this game. I was looking at UCF because they have an advantage on the ground. Let me pull it up. I don't have it up right now. I believe this is a makeup game from last week because of the
supposed to be played on Sunday.
What happened there? It was just hanging around. Hurricane was still hanging around.
They canceled it way early.
So we have a Wednesday game. It's SMU at UCF. Now I wasn't gonna take this game. I was leaning UCF strictly because, all right, they are the number 16th team in the nation in yards per rush. Okay, they run the ball 15th most in the country at 61%. SMU is 121st in stopping the run. So I was already looking at UCF, even though SMU does have a slight advantage in the passing game on offense, which I would normally stay away because SMU has an advantage. UCF has an advantage. UCF has the stronger advantage on the ground, so I was going to stay away, okay? And then it came out yesterday.
What the fuck?
Came out yesterday. Let me make sure I get... Okay. SMU has players already starting to sit out because they're healthy. They're healthy. They're not hurt. They're going to be sitting out because they plan on entering the transfer portal. So in my head, SMU's already fucking thrown the season away. Okay. UCF already has an advantage on the ground with your boy.
Yeah.
Gustav Malzahn. And I locked it in last night. I texted you boys. UCF -3 is what I will be taking on Wednesday night. I believe the line has moved. Oh, check that.
What do you got?
Fucking UCF is now -2.5. I will take that number as well. It was 3.5 earlier this morning. Maybe the SMU news is blowing out of water. Maybe this is an overreaction. Maybe this is an overreaction, but this is like, you know, I live for bowl game season when you are trying to figure out which teams are playing people, who's playing people, like who has the motivation stuff. I fucking live for this shit. I decided to jump on UCF at home. Now they're less than a field goal favorite against SMU. SMU has played the much more difficult schedule. UCF, they're only game that was against really anyone of any importance was Louisville, and they lost. SMU has played some teams well, but I think I'm gonna jump on UCF for Wednesday night.
The numbers are moving. Oregon went from 10.5 to 12.5. Tennessee went from 5.5. I think they're up to 8 now.
Tennessee has who are the LSU?
Tennessee is at... let me get it here. At LSU, yeah. Oh, sorry, not Tennessee. Texas.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Oklahoma, Dylan Gabriel may be out with a concussion. There's that.
Yeah, Texas opened 5.5, now 7.5. Maryland's going the other way, which surprises me. I guess everyone believes in Purdue that since they beat Minnesota, but Maryland's been playing good ball all year.
I love that Maryland offense. Might be on them in that situation. I just started handicapping college football a little bit today. Like
Roadrunners went from 5 to 6.5 already at home to Western Kentucky. Western Kentucky always plays them tough, though, if I remember.
They did the same thing they did last year with Bailey Zappi. They brought in another quarterback from a smaller school, and he's playing well again this year. But I just wanted to get that. Bruce, are you cool with that angle that I'm taking?
Yeah. No, I believe in you. I honestly have not started handicapping college football at all.
Yeah.
And just absolutely love the Colts. It's really all I'm thinking about, sadly. So
what makes you love the Colts?
You know, I just think that the Broncos are probably in a worse spot offensively than the Colts are. Colts started horrible in the first half, but then kind of were clicking in the second half. And the Broncos, it was the opposite, where first half they were playing better and then second half fell apart. I just love the Colts catching 3.5. I just really do.
I don't know if you did that on purpose or not, but that is an incredible segue into our what we're kind of looking for, what we are maybe noticing. I don't know how to phrase this exactly, but for this week in the NFL, Indy and Denver, we kind of talked about it already on Pat's show. The defenses on each side of each of these teams have a advantage over the offenses, at least statistically. So you know me, and you know exactly what I did last night in taking the under. By the way, congrats, Niners backers.
When that offense is going with Jimmy, it is beautiful to watch,
isn't it?
Nothing fucking makes me happier than seeing Jimmy toss that pitch and a guy just hitting the hole. Okay. Like, that offense is something else. Jimmy's numbers are never going to be great. He's going to miss a guy for a tud at least once a game. But if that defense, I mean, they were shot out of a cannon every play, dude.
Every single play. And I talked about it.
It's insane.
They hadn't played the best offenses yet. So it was good to see them do that last night against. Now, I don't know. Stafford literally only throws the Cooper Kupp.
Yeah,
literally every, and then you know, fucking my new favorite player on the Niners, Talanoa Hufanga, is my guy's remake of Troy Polamalu. It was good.
Was Allen Robinson good on the Bears, or was he just the best the Bears had?
He had like a 1,200-yard season a few years ago.
Like, he looks like a shell,
and he was good. He was good on the Jags too.
Yeah.
I don't know. I honestly have no idea.
That Rams team could be in trouble, dude. I mean, they looked like shit to start the year last year too, though, a bit, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. We talked about it. They did. But that to that good wins. Good wins, boys. Bruce, good win. There we go. Did Kittle go under in his yards?
Kittle did go under in his yards, so that was a good little look out there.
That boost hit too, Bruce.
That boost was awesome.
The 80 and 80, that was
easy money. Awesome. Did the other one? Did the second one hit where they throw for 200 and I can't remember that.
I do not believe.
I didn't play that one, so I don't know.
I don't think the old 10-leg super got there. Boost.
Can't have it.
My same game parlay almost came home. But that'd what I just wanted to say, I think the Rams are completely untrustable in prime time big spots moving forward.
I'm not going to trust them for a while, I can tell you that.
I'm not going to argue with you. I love hearing that, Bruce.
All right, let's. So Thursday night, Indy's 27th in yards per rush. Denver's defense is obviously better than 27th. Denver rushing the ball, 19th. Indy's rush defense is number two, even after what they just did with Derrick Henry. Denver is number 5th ranked passing defense. Obviously, Indy's not better than that on offense. There is one slight, like, even. Denver's 15th in yards per pass, and Indy is 16th. So, like, if anything, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to take the under here on Thursday night. That's what I'm looking for Thursday
that's
night.
That's a good call, Tony. My only reasoning, like, I am going to probably take the Colts and the points. Russ did look good at times against the Raiders.
Yeah.
But if you can't look good against that Raiders secondary, I don't know.
I agree. The slot shot to down the seam to Judy was a good ball. He had a couple good balls.
Maybe Melvin Gordon's going to cough the ball up. Sure. Like,
Matty Ryan.
Colts defense hasn't looked great either, man.
The Colts defense, you know, I think that they're kind of settling in and will show their teeth a bit more. But Matty Ryan's making plays, too. He has a ton of fucking passing yards. He's just got to stop fumbling the ball every time he gets touched.
I agree with you. 1,000% yeah, I agree
that
with
will
you.
Help.
All right, let's go to London.
It's just classic take the dog on a Thursday game.
You got it.
Just
you know.
Like it was last week, and we got absolutely torched, but...
All right, let's go to
play the game.
Let's go to London Giants and Green Bay.
Eight and a half.
Let's go fucking London. Yeah, eight and a half is the number here. What I'm looking
eight
for.
Eight and a half?
Yeah.
A lot of points
this
in
one
it.
Comes down to the run game for me. Why do I say that? Giants are number two in yards per rush. Green Bay's 22nd in stopping the run. Advantage Giants run game. Green Bay, number nine in yards per rush. Giants are number 27 in stopping the run. Obviously, the Giants are going to have to keep it away, especially if Dan Jones is hurt or not playing. But I think if they can run the ball, they may have a chance here.
See, I was worried about the Packers being able to cover against the Pats. I feel the same way about this game.
Sure.
It just feels like one where the Giants probably backdoor cover last drive of the game. Packers win by 4 or 5.
I can see that easily.
Right? But if the Giants don't have a fucking quarterback, what does it matter?
I have a feeling that Danny Dimes will go and probably look all right. He's a tough sumbitch.
He is.
And, you know, he's dealt with worse than an ankle pretty recently.
Yeah, he fucking tried to break his face multiple times last year.
Yeah, he did for sure. But I see this one kind of going under. I'm worried about it being a bit of a churn it out on the ground.
41.5.
Big A.J. Dillon spot, in my opinion. I don't know why. I just feel like you go to London, you give the ball to A.J. Dillon like 25 times to get out of town.
You just don't back the early kickoff. We know the
no,
rules.
You
never
do not.
Back the early kick.
Tennessee is in Washington. 2.5. Commanders are 2.5
this
point
line
dogs at home. Over under 42.5. What I'm looking for, Tennessee early in the year is only 26 in yards per rush. They did look pretty good rushing the ball against the Colts, so we'll see what goes on there. But their advantage is Washington has the 28th ranked passing defense. So will they open it up a little bit and throw it with Tannehill to
Burks maybe, is out, right?
Maybe expose that. We'll see. Yeah. He's definitely hurt. I don't know if he's going or not. Jeez. That's what I was looking for in this one. What do you got,
I mean,
pal?
This is just a grind it out for Tennessee, it feels like, right?
You would think. I mean,
can they get to the quarterback? I guess they got to Ryan a bunch last week.
So I looked that up because not Phil Rivers.
Carl.
Carson is the most sacked quarterback in the
NFL. How many?
How many does he have?
That's what I'm. I don't know how many times he's been 20 sacked. Something.
Tennessee is 12th in sack percentage. So top half of the league, top almost third of the league. Versus sack percentage is 28th for Commanders. So, yeah, I mean, there's going to be pressure on Carl. We know there's going to be pressure on Carl.
2.5 feels like a fucking trap, don't it?
Doesn't it? Everyone's going to be on Tennessee. Everybody.
Oh, yeah. 90%.
Yeah, they already are. I was about to say that, like 95% or whatever.
Anything else on that game, boys?
I mean, is it Carl or is it the O-line?
Probably both.
Right?
Combo.
They can't run the ball, I guess. Has Gibson done anything this year?
Washington rushing is their 21st in the league in yards per carry. And they're 29th in rush play percentage. So they have been throwing the ball majority of the time. 66% of the time they're throwing the ball.
Tennessee seems to always cover as a dog. And then you get to a game like this and they lay an egg, right?
1,000%. I'm not one who's going to trust Tennessee here, probably.
I'll probably die with the money line.
Atlanta is in Tampa. What's the spread on that? 8.5.
Yeah.
Okay. Atlanta, we just saw it from AQ. Atlanta is running the shit out of the ball. Now, there's some injuries there. Cordell Patterson's hurt. Atlanta's got 5 yards per carry. The Bucs run defense, which the last 2 years has been top five, is not as good this year. So I will be interested to see if Atlanta can keep the ball away from Tom in this one.
Yeah. Can the Bucs get back to the run game? Like, that's what happened. What Leonard run for on Sunday night? Like 10 yards?
Yeah, and their run game when you look at like yard per carry, hasn't been good either.
Like, no, they went off the first game against the Cowboys. Ever since then, they haven't really moved it much.
Tampa Bay rushing. They are 30th in yards per rush, 31st in rushing yards per game. So, no, they have not run the ball well since that first game.
But if we do know Tom, little extra adversity here.
I mean, people were talking a little extra about Tom. Yep.
might throw for 500 if we know Tom.
Bruce, how do you feel about this one?
At first I was like, oh, the Falcons, they're, you know, the feisty bunch. But after kind of squeaking out a win with the Browns there and Tom obviously losing on prime time, I'd probably
not lean. Not an angle you want to go against?
Yeah, I'd probably lean chalk more than usual here, just given the context clues.
Okay.
I feel like maybe a Packers Bucks and another team money line parlay might be a play here.
That's gonna be a sweaty one, I think. Yeah,
could be. Always
could be over while you're drinking your coffee.
Dolphins are at the Jets, 3.5 is the number. Dolphins are road favorites. When I was looking at the stats, found interesting. Miami's number 2 in yards per pass on offense, number 31 in yards per pass on defense. So are they going to be able to throw the ball against the Jets with Teddy? They haven't been able to run the ball at all. And can they stop the pass against Zach Wilson? I watched him last week. He throws the ball pretty well. Garrett Wilson's real.
X is banged up, too.
So
he's been getting burned a little bit lately.
I don't know what I'm going to do in that one, but it's interesting that Dolphins almost lead the league in yards per pass and are almost dead last in defensively yard per pass.
Well, and we haven't heard a damn thing about Byron Jones either, Tone.
Yeah.
Like he was supposed to be gone for 4 games, and we haven't had a word about him.
What do you think
I'd like to know if Bridgewater knows the fucking offense.
Yeah.
What do you think this line would have been?
That was a tough game to come into, obviously. He had moments. He had bad moments. But I think that offense is so tailored for Tua. And like you saw what Jimmy G does in that offense. I just don't know. I don't know if Teddy can. I don't know. I am concerned about this game.
I think it's interesting. I think the Dolphins would have been at least touchdown favorites if, say, the Jets don't beat the Steelers. This is a big public perception game because the Jets just beat the Steelers and Dolphins lost to the Bengals. I think, and obviously they lost Tua.
Yeah, if this went down to like 2.5, like I think when it opened, Dolphins were -166 money line I saw when it first came out. But I wouldn't lay 3.5. I don't know. I don't know about Teddy, dude. I'm worried.
Seattle's in New Orleans. 5.5 is the number. 45.5 is the total. I was shocked by the offensive numbers for these two teams. Seattle's top 5 in yards per pass and yards per rush.
Penny's a fucking beast.
New Orleans is top 10 in yards per pass and yards per rush. So
what?
I'm not going to take it over. I will never take it over. But if there were a game that maybe I would think about it, because the total's not, 45 is not too high.
Do it, Tony.
I would maybe think about it in this Seattle and New Orleans game.
I wonder if there's any word on Kamara.
Not that I've heard. And for 5.5, I may lean Seattle here, too.
I was on the Seahawks last week at 4.5 at Detroit.
Long trip for the Saints.
I'm riding Geno's tell you what, arm.
I'll say it now. If the Red Rifle is starting quarterback, 5.5 for me in Seattle is a must play.
I think Dalton actually played all right in London.
I mean, especially the last throw to get them to give them a chance to tie it was really good. I mean, can he at this point in his career put back-to-back good ones together?
I almost want Jameis in, and maybe the Seahawks go to 6.5.
Maybe, but then I also watched the Lions do what they did to the Seattle defense too. Like this could be this. I may take my first over of the season.
Michael Thomas. Back,
the Lions. Maybe. The Lions put up numbers against Eagles too, though. You know what
everyone.
I mean?
Everyone. They put them up against everybody.
Right. So I mean,
speaking of,
I like the Seahawks in this spot.
Speaking of Detroit, they are in New England. The line is 3. I think we're still getting that line. Tells me we're still getting Bailey Zappi. I think. These are two bad rush defenses. New England is number 29th versus the run. Which Detroit's number
really? 1. Really? That's surprising.
I know. And Detroit's number 1 in yard per rush. So Are the Lions going to run it up and down the field? Detroit is 32nd versus the run, and they're also 26 versus the pass. We know the Lions' defense is terrible. I can't bet on a defense that bad. I'll probably just stay away from this one because the Lions could run on the Patriots.
This is a classic just bet on Bill spot, right?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't feel
believe in Bill.
I'm not telling you. You're not going to talk me into touching this game.
I'd love the Pats in this spot.
Yeah.
You too, Bruce?
Yeah, me too. He kind of talked me into it last night, but it's just like, you know, a short money line with Bill Belichick at home with the fucking Lions. Like,
yeah, you say there's an advantage with Bill over Dan? I would
say it might just take a few plays to adjust to a few things, and you should be all right the rest of the way.
Okay. Chicago's in Minnesota. What's the line on this one? 7 touchdowns. We got a 7-point here. Chicago is at Minnesota. Minnesota's been very pass-heavy. 65% of the time, they have thrown the ball. I think it's like 5th in the league. Chicago is 30th versus the run. So I'd like to see if Minnesota and Dalvin Cook, maybe they fucking run the ball a little bit more here against the 30th-ranked rush defense, give Dalvin some touches, and maybe control the game that way.
Vikings are due to smoke somebody, aren't they?
You would think. Yep. But, I mean, they're also coming off. They're coming back from London, too.
Yeah, that's true. Bears seem to hang around, too.
If you're looking, though, for, like, maybe an over as far as rushing props or whatever, maybe look at Dalvin in this one.
Yeah, this might be in the money line parlay on the Vikings. Or...
I don't hate that.
Right?
I don't hate that at all. Because it's...
They lay eggs, though, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're at home, though, like... They just have to control Justin Fields on the ground. Like he's not gonna. We've seen that they're not gonna throw. They're not throwing the ball at all.
And that's all they have to do. I'm liking the chalk here too, Gump. I mean, Dalvin Cook against the 30th rush defense just seems like a recipe for disaster.
You would
for
think
a breakout
so.
Game.
You would think so. Houston at Jacksonville, 7-point favorites for Jacksonville at home. Honestly, I have nothing on this game.
What do you think? Are you sold on the Jags?
I took them last week, and it looked good to start, and then just the conditions and Trevor Lawrence fumbling didn't help there. I kind of like the Jags, but for some reason,
I don't like what they're doing to our boy Dougie Mills. People calling for change of quarterback. What's
I know.
That?
Who are they going to put in?
No.
That's my second year, dude. Like,
nobody's calling for that.
I saw it.
Yeah,
I
they
saw
are, it. Dude. I read an
Lovey
article.
Lovey had to fucking talk about it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
By the way, shout out.
Our fucking boy. Dude.
Shout out Gertie on this graphic down here. It's a fucking sweet graphic.
Yeah, it is pretty sweet. I try to mess with the zoom, but not worth it.
Yeah, don't you fucking touch that. I got
are
nothing
we,
on.
Are
I,
we zooming?
I got nothing on that one. Bruce, you got anything on that one?
Houston.
This one for a while was a suck bowl, but
I am a believer in the Jags improvement for sure.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like a locker room pulse check with the Texans, right? Like if they will show up at all ever, they would, you know, kind of have to do it.
They did show some fight against the Chargers.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
Sure.
At the, yeah, they,
right. They battled back.
They did. Speaking of Chargers are going to Cleveland. This line Cleveland.
If there was one game you told me, like to stay away from, this is it.
Cleveland +3 at home. Let me tell you this: Chargers still stink versus the run. They are 31st on defense in yards per rush. Cleveland can still run the ball. I'm not taking the Chargers.
You're not taking the Chargers?
No. If anything, I'm fucking thinking about the Brownies.
I'm not taking the fucking. Not
thinking
Browns,
about it,
dude. I hate this fucking game.
Now the Browns have found a way to fucking absolutely melt against the Jets. And the Falcons, their record could be much different, and this line would be a little different, I think. But the Chargers still can't stop the fucking run.
And they tried to find a way not to cover last week. Like it's just, yeah. I think I'm gonna sit this one out.
You might see tone on the Browns. You might see it. Fucking yeah. Picks Friday. You may see.
I'll be sitting there right next to you.
Hell, love
the Browns.
I love teams that can run the ball versus teams that just can't fucking stop the run.
All they got to do is just get Amari Cooper the ball a little bit, and it feels like they should be able to close some of these games
out.
Yeah,
that's what I was banking on last week, Bruce, and they didn't even – what did he get one reception?
Yeah, he had one catch. They just can't be doing that.
Buffalo and Pittsburgh. The line is –
14.
Let me make sure I get this right. 14. 2.
14.
Two touchdowns. Kenny Pickett is starting. I think that is an actual positive for the Steelers offense. Both defenses statistically have an advantage in this one. Now, the Bills defense has the much larger statistical advantage versus the offense, Steelers offense. Still no TJ Watt, which we know, what are the Steelers 0-9 without TJ? Minka, Tomlin said Minka's going to have to be managed on a knee.
Jeez.
So, not a game I'm going to be betting, obviously, but you guys laying 14? I'm not
14? A big fan of Lane 14 at any time.
I don't think anybody's a big fan of Lane 14 ever.
Yeah, absolutely not. I was raised by a family, and in my family, every time there's 14-point underdog, you take the dog. Yep. So I will be on the Steelers.
That is the 14. That is the gambler's motto. That is the gambler's creed.
Yeah.
Give it Carolina, to Nosh. Carolina and San Francisco, it's in Carolina. 6.5 is the number on this one. Interesting.
Fucking -4 before kickoff yesterday.
Oh, fuck. It's 39.5. My notes here were, both defenses have huge fucking advantages, big time under. Maybe I'll lay the 39.5 under. Maybe. That's pretty fucking short, but I'm going to do it.
Niners are in the money line parlay for sure.
Okay. I mean, this is a sneaky one. This is off of big Monday night. This is
classic Niners fucking.
This big Monday night, potentially lay an egg fucking. If it was an earlier start in Carolina, I would think more about it. Yeah, I said it. That I might be on the fucking... No, I don't want that fucking thing.
Here we go.
No.
Here we go.
The hell if you might.
The Brownies are going to the Super Bowl.
Fucking wipe my...
Here we go.
Wipe my ass with that thing. Yes,
you take the fucking...
Listen, just because I bet them doesn't mean I fucking... I make bets with none of my heart.
Tony Browns.
Shut up.
No.
San Francisco, Carolina will be an under for me.
Out of baby toe.
I might end up on the Panthers just because one of these dogs has to cover.
Okay. I like it. Eagles are in Arizona. 5.5. This is an interesting one.
I'm going to die with the Cardinals here. I know it.
Philly's number one in yards per pass on offense. They are number one in yards per pass on defense. The Cardinals love to throw the ball. So I think defensively the Eagles have an advantage there. I don't know if I want to lay the 5.5 here. You're going to be on the cards?
I think this just feels like a spot where maybe the Eagles get caught.
Let me see here. Let's go. Rushing Philly. They run the ball third most. It's actually 18th in yards per rush. 5th in rushing yards per game. Arizona's rushing defense is top 5, actually. So they match up well.
Really? There.
Yeah. Number 5 in rushing yards per game as far as defense is concerned.
Why do I believe in the Cardinals still?
I don't know. I don't.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't like them. I really
just
don't.
Sweating out Call of Duty Kyler is just the absolute worst.
Irrationally,
I mean, they played well in the second half last week.
I rationally don't know why when I watch their games I want them to lose. Me too. I don't know why.
Me too.
Arizona, Carolina. Somebody sack them.
I love Cliff. I absolutely love Cliff. I like JJ. I love Buddha. Something about that team just fucking irks me. I think it might be the lighting in their stadium. It's too fucking dark.
Yeah, they got a different like green scale.
Don't like it.
It's just how much do you believe in the Eagles?
I don't know. Part of me believes in them a ton, but within the trenches with AQ, those Jaguars linebackers were just
all over the place,
just getting out of the picture as fast as they can. Well, so
they had to. I mean, yeah.
Maybe it is kind of an egg lay spot.
Maybe. Now, I mean, it's not a ton in training camp and stuff like that, but if any defense would be used to an RPO-style offense, the Cardinals seeing Kyler, I mean, that could help. Right. Actually, could help both defenses on both sides. Rams and Dallas. What's the line here? 4.5. Rams are -4.5 at home again. I think it's actually a good matchup for the Cowboys. They have the number 2 ranked pass defense, and the Rams throw the ball fucking 67% of the time. So I think...
Well, yeah, just double Cooper Kupp and let whoever
can be. Yeah. It's all they fucking throw to. So I think...
Like the book is out right now.
Obviously, I was down on the Cowboys, but I think matchup-wise, I think this is a good matchup for them, to be honest.
You going to take the boys?
I might. You might see me taking the boys.
I think I'll happily sit this one out.
Okay. Bruce, anything?
I'll join you with the boys, Lean, today. You know,
it's a classic.
Cooper Kupp, Cooper Kush, kind of a Cooper Bowl game there.
Okay.
Cooper Rush, you know, why fade him now?
All right, and then Sunday nighter, Bengals are at the Ravens. The line is Ravens minus -3. So Baltimore offense is top 5 in rushing and passing. I think Bengals have their way on offense too. Baltimore's 28th in getting to the quarterback. So when you're playing the Bengals, who obviously have also given up a fuck ton of sacks, I think that's a big stat for the Ravens as far as not being able to get to the quarterback. I don't know if I'm going to take a side here, but maybe I'll take two overs this week.
I think the Ravens get right here.
Okay. Yep.
Right?
I feel like total 48 and a half.
If Tua doesn't get hurt, I think the Dolphins win that game. They still almost won that game. What'd the Bengals do? Smack the Jets really so far?
And
I think this is a good. I think it's a very good number on the Ravens at home on Sunday night.
You do too, Bruce?
Yes, I do as well. I'm also buying into the fired up Marcus Peters end of the game. I actually like that.
Okay.
Coming into Sunday Night Football for that defense.
I don't hate that either. All right, so that's what we're looking
for. Harbaugh, just focus on your own building.
I agree.
Maybe just kick the field goal.
All right, that's what we're looking for in the NFL games this week. Tomorrow, we'll probably dive into more like actual what we're going to maybe take and stuff like that. And we'll do more college football tomorrow.
Why? Sorry, Tom. No, why do Niners fans hate Shanahan?
I don't know.
Do you know what's on the other side?
Nothing. Nothing good.
Yeah, could be anything.
You know what was before him? Fucking Jim Tomsula?
Well, Jim was awesome.
Yeah, what do you mean?
I mean, he was 1-0 and did have a higher winning percentage than Georgie Boy for a minute there. But, like, come on, dude. Like, I don't know how you can watch that game and be mad at Shanahan after that.
I don't understand it either.
They wanted to go for it when Robbie missed that kick. It's like, dude.
You don't know what you have till it's gone, okay?
It always seem to go?
Baseball today?
Yes, I have Guardians first 5 money line.
Okay.
Our old friend Flexen is starting for the Mariners.
Whoa, today. He's back in the starting rotation.
I think it's just a fill spot, okay. Unfortunately. I'll take them first 5 money line. Cardinals first 5 money line at a short price in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Zach Gallen first 5 money line at the Brewers.
Uh-huh.
Taking Rodon getting a half first 5 with the Giants. And my guy Cole Irving once again with the A's first 5 plus half at home against the Angels.
How many games do we have left? When can I start betting baseball again?
We're getting
Friday playoff start.
This Friday?
Yes, sir.
Is that the day that we're Oh my god, let's fucking go. Is that the day where there's like 4 games in a row?
Well, it's the wild cards, best of 3 series 2 now. Like it's all.
I can't fucking wait. All right, baseball's back. Champions.
Tomorrow, just 2. I like PSG at a decent price, money line minus -140 right now at Benfica.
Okay.
And Sevilla has not been the same squad this year. Dortmund did lose on the weekend. I like them to bounce back. Draw no bet, minus -130 at Sevilla.
Bruce, my bad. Did you have any baseball?
I do not, okay. Tony.
I figured not.
Yeah, I don't.
Nick, do you have any preseason hockey?
No, I stay away from the preseason. Preseason football is one thing. Preseason hockey is a whole nother animal. I will have picks next week, though.
Okay, we'll talk to you next week.
The Cougars are winless.
Gumpy, week 1 is going to have the Cougars, the Stars, and the Florida Panthers.
Cougars are winless. He's gonna be out,
I don't know if I believe
he's going to be out on somebody this year. He's going to have a new wagon to ride. We'll find out who it is.
The rotation of 3 that I need. I need it. I can't wait to see who it is. All right.
The Bulls are still alive, my friend.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow with all the information and gambling info that you need. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Die.